This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show, sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, this story's kind of scary. Because there was a little baby who contracted fatal herpes when his mommy gave him kisses. And he died 8 days after being born. And so now, well, actually, it's a little girl. I'm sorry, little baby girl. I'm sorry. All babies look like little boys to me. Have you guys seen my baby pictures? Yeah, But unfortunately, the little baby girl was born healthy, later contracted herpes, and then unfortunately died. And type 1 herpes is really common. It is 80 to 90% of us carry it. And, you know, as a mommy whose baby actually turned 16 today, my little baby boy is 16. I love little tuckadoo. He's talking to Tickly Tushy. Oh, my little tuckadoo. The Tickly Tushy. You know, you worry as a parent. You know, we parents really smother our kids with love, you know? And we want parents to do that. There became some phase where parents decided, I don't know if it was in the 90s, where they coddled kids too much. And they said, we need them to toughen up. We need to be more stoic. We need to, you know, they have to stop sleeping in our bed. They need to sleep in their own bed. They need to, and I get that because of SIDS. That kind of scared people too, you know. I mean, I had my kids sleep in our bed, and you would roll over on top of them in a deep sleep. You could smother them. It's dangerous stuff. They had to be in their own bassinet. They had to be in their own crib. But then, you know, parents came out going, no, you know, just shower them with kisses. That's why we're having issues with our kids' youth. We spank them too much, and we don't show them love because we're always at work. Moms are working. So instead, we went back the other way, and when my kids were born, I mean, oh my gosh. I mean, I would kiss their fingers. I would kiss their tippy toes. I would do furfies. I think furfies is where you put your mouth on their tummy and then go, you know, oh, they love that. Oh, they love that. There was a game I made up. It was called the Uki Nasuki game. And this Uki Nasuki game I would do is they'd be on their bed or my bed or whatever. And I would pull them towards the, I would be standing at the foot of the bed and I would pull them towards the foot of the bed. And then I would lift up their legs so they're upside down and then flip them over so they face plant like a trampoline on the bed. And you would do it going, uki nasuki, and you do this whole uki suki song. And I thought I would get in trouble, you know, for child abuse, because we're doing flips. Oh, they would giggle, and they would think it was funny, and then want more, and then they would go back into position. So we would have to pull them down again their by their feet so that we could flip them over. And so the moral, the point I'm trying to make is we have varied in our degrees of raising our kids. And I don't think anybody has ever agreed on what was right. I mean, in the olden days, you got beat, right? I mean, you know, you had to go to work with mom and dad. If you didn't, you didn't eat. You'd go to bed without any supper. And, you know, for the most part, kids turned out pretty good. You always have some bad kids. Then you have some good kids. And, you know, I mean, discipline. Well, I think a lot of us agreed, well, you need more discipline. But then we found out that some people are disciplining too ridiculously. And getting beat with the belt or getting hit with a switch might not be any more effective than, you know, taking away someone's iPhone. And that's what helped us. Once computers started to become so, you know, ubiquitous in society, you taking away a child's screen time was worse than any spanking you could have inflicted. And so society allowed us to change and move from a society that beats their kids to a society that cuts off somebody's cell phone service. And boy, is it like Armageddon in my house if I do that. Give me your cell phone. No, I mean, the same screams I remember as a kid when it's like, all right, get daddy the belt. They're like, no. So, you know, I think we are going in the right direction. But now, if moms are going to be freaked out that they can't do little kissies on their kids, I think it may change a lot of the bonding. Now, I always knew you never should kiss your baby on the mouth, right? Just like a dog, just like a cat, you know, mouths are dirty. A human's mouth is just as dirty. So doing little baby kissies, that doesn't necessarily, you know, allow the most sterile environment for your child to thrive. So I don't mind us telling people to not do kissy mouth. I think that's fine. But I just have to do a shout out to my little talkie to Tickly Dizzy. Little talkie to Cupcake Dizzy. He is 16 today, Brock Day. I had to give birth to him early because he had failure to thrive. We had to do an amniocentesis. The labor was horrible. It was about 4 days. I couldn't, once finally the epidural kicked in, and I think I got some morphine, and then I couldn't move and I couldn't hold him for 2 days. And it was a real, real rough birth. And I was afraid that he wouldn't love me and he would think I was annoying and he wouldn't want to be around me. And he'd be like, Mom. And, I was right. I predicted it, but I love him. I think he loves his mama. And, you know, to give birth to a 16-year-old, you get nervous. You know, did I raise him right? You know, would he, if this was caveman days, be able to be out there in the wild? And I think, you know, he could. I think he's a smart kid. He knows his stuff. And he's my little talkie to Dizzy. So happy birthday, Brock. Day, little baby. All right. When we come back, we got to talk about more pipe bombs being sent to liberal activists. Pretty scary stuff. And we have a new flu medication that may save lives. We're going to talk about that. Don't go away. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We are proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse is passionate about redefining youth through revolutionary products. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce from Dr. Nathan Newman. The Luminesce Anti-Aging Skincare Line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa, Jeunesse Medical Advisor, has designed several products helping the body perform better through naturally occurring plant compounds. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. They're available with up to 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. All right, so more packages. Looks like have been sent. Suspicious packages addressed to Robert De Niro and Joe Biden. As now a, quote, serial bomber is being searched for after sending 10 different pipe bombs or suspicious packages to multiple people who are considered the liberal elite. They said authorities descended on 2 mail facilities in Delaware after 2 packages intended for former Vice President Biden were intercepted. The first was found in Newcastle and the second in Wilmington. They say the latest devices are similar to others found this week, targeting prominent Democrats and some of Trump's biggest foes. Obama's, Clinton's, and CNN. Robert De Niro has been a heavy critic of Trump. He had launched, I guess, an expletive-laden attack on the president at the Tony Awards. Then Trump had said he had a low IQ. They've gone back and forth. They say 10 packages have so far been seized in New York, Washington, D.C., Florida, and California. I believe Maxine Waters also received a package. Nobody's been hurt. None of these have detonated. I'm though a little suspicious, though, here. They, in the media, keep saying Trump's foes, that these quote-unquote bombs or suspicious packages are being sent to people that Trump doesn't like. Remember I told you guys, just be prepared, that somebody's going to do something desperate right before the election. It could be both sides of the aisle, but especially the left. And if sending, you know, packages, making it look like it could be from Trump, can change the discourse and the conversation to, you know, well, this is because of, you know, Trump's inciting violence. I wouldn't put it past anybody that this could actually be the left doing it. Now, I do disagree with Trump. Trump, apparently, according to CNN, is claiming that it's the media to blame because of these bombs that were sent to CNN and Obama and the Clintons. And he said, and they say here, President Trump blamed the media for much of the, quote, anger in society. Now, he may be right about that and the fake news, etc. He's got a point with that. But I would not blame the media for these stupid pipe bomb thingies. I mean, thank God none of them have exploded, but just something just doesn't sound right. And you don't kind of send these things in the mail through the U.S. Postal Service. So, I'm almost wondering if they're designed to not really hurt anybody, but to be some sort of a demonstration of something. And I don't blame the media for that. I think Trump is going to start falling into a trap here. If there is some sicko who really wants to kill the Clintons and the Obamas or whatever, that person is one sick, crazy individual. If it's a person on the left trying to make it look like the right is doing this, again, another sick, crazy individual. What gets me so gosh darn mad is we keep blaming society or blaming other people when we have somebody do something that is despicable or heinous or murderous. You know, when there's a shooter, well, it's because we failed as a society. You know, we should have, you know, been there for him, and, you know, we should have done, and, you know, and sometimes you just have to say, and as a doctor, I know this isn't the most PC thing to say, but you have some people out there that have a screw loose. There are some real sick individuals out there, and you could provide them, you know, medication, you could provide them counseling, you could give them a pamphlet. You could actually go to their house, have them sit on your lap, and you could sing a lullaby to them. They will one day do something bad. There are certain people out there. And so when I, you know, and I don't like to disagree with Trump because I agree with a lot of things he does, but with this, no, I don't blame the media for some crazy guy sending pipe bombs. Now, if you say this in defense, because people are trying to say it's his fault, that he's inciting violence. Trust me, nobody's going to listen to Donald Trump and then grab their knives and pitchforks and all that. I mean, honestly, you know, Donald Trump is not an inspiring type of general. He doesn't inspire people like that. He inspires people to make money. He's very inspiring from an economic standpoint. Okay? He's also kind of inspiring in terms of, you know, let's protect ourselves, let's protect our borders, let's beef up our military. But he just doesn't seem to have that Dwight D. Eisenhower or that type of, you know, follow me into battle. He doesn't have that Ronald Reagan-ism. But he does with other things, especially when it comes to money and economy. So when people try to claim that Donald Trump is making us more violent, no, I'm not a very violent person. I get ticked. I get ticked off a lot. But I'm not violent. And if somebody was on the TV screen saying, well, you need to kick his butt. You need to kick it. I'm not going to go and kick someone's butt. Now, somebody violent who takes all their strength to hold their violence back, maybe they might get a little bit of a boost, but there are so many triggers for violence out there. So I wouldn't, you know, flatter Donald Trump with having that ability to do that, and I wouldn't flatter the media in having their ability to do that. Now, does the media spread hate? Yeah. Can they spread lies? Absolutely. Can they claim somebody else's, you know, behind something when they may not be? Yes. And then Donald Trump has every right to defend himself. But we have some real sick, very unstable people out there doing stuff. And when they get away with it and they watch the TV going, oh, well, you know, it's not all his fault. We have to share the blame and we have to. If somebody goes to a school and shoots kids up, that person needs the death penalty. It is all their blame. And somebody like that shouldn't be around others. I'm sorry. That's why I think capital punishment is necessary in some cases. If you have somebody that is going to kill a bunch of kids, I don't want him in my society. I'm sorry. Now, do people have the ability to rehab? Do people have the ability to, you know, come back from doing something? Yeah. And we have a lot of murderers out there that, you know, they don't get the death penalty. But somebody who's a mass shooter, well, you know, it's our fault. You know, it's society. We didn't listen or, you know, we didn't provide resources and, you know, we need to, you know, change the rhetoric and we need our president to say different things when he's up there on the podium. No, that's not, that doesn't solve mental illness. Now, do we need more mental health care facilities? Absolutely. Do we need more mental health providers? Absolutely. Do we need to figure out how to identify and screen for somebody who is going to be our next mass shooter? Absolutely. Or serial bomber. Or serial rapist. Yes. Are we going to have to figure out a PC profile where we, you know, pull people out of society, screen them, test them, say, okay, go back in. And that's fine with me. If you want to do a stress test on me, you'll say, look, we just need to make sure that you're not, you know, gonna, you know, be kooky and start shooting up a, you know, your radio studio, which I won't because there's nobody here. Fine. Absolutely. Go right ahead. Do whatever mental stress test you need. Now, that's not going to fly because, you know, who's going to be testing you? And they could say, oh, well, you know, Dahlia's a nymphomaniac. No, I'm not. How did you get that? Well, you looked at the picture. You thought there was a phallic symbol. You make a lot of jokes. We're going to diagnose you with that. So the process will not be as easy. It's easier said than done. But if there are people that we think we need to screen, I mean, maybe we stop this whole PC stuff and we, you know, start trying to find the next bad person and stop them. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
USA Radio News.
Authorities are continuing to investigate at least 10 suspicious packages that were sent. Two of those packages were sent to Congresswoman Maxine Waters, one at her local office in California and the other in Washington, D.C. Former Congressman Jason Chaffetz joined Fox News to talk about where he believes there is a breakdown when it comes to protecting elected officials.
Where the system does break down, if I'm being candid about it, is when members go back to their home offices. You know, at W. Wasserman Schultz, which she's dealing with in Florida, they don't have those types of protocol. They don't have that type of protocol in place.
Saudi Arabia's public prosecutor said on Thursday that new evidence indicated that the killing of Washington Post journalist Jamal Khashoggi had been premeditated. A weekend nor'easter will soak the East Coast with rain, strong winds, and coastal flooding, and even some snow to the interior parts of the Northeast. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire short list of unicorns.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source ComScore total visits.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Sorry about that. Really mucusy. I was, you know, crying because my baby turned 16 and, you know, I'm just so proud of my baby. So it's been a very emotional day for mama. But also emotional because I don't like hearing that people die of the flu. And we've heard of another flu-related death, and this is not good. We do have, though, a little bit of good news in terms of there being a new medication that could help fight the flu, we really haven't had a new medication hit the market for about 15, 16 years, I think. So, this is interesting. Let me kind of break this one down for you, okay? It's called Xofluza, or Baloxavir Marboxil. So it has a couple X's in it. I don't know how they come up with these drug names. I've wondered. I've asked them to. I'm like, guys, really? That's kind of a weird, but, you know, they do have marketing people, and marketing people, you know, they probably go, well, there's a lot of X's. So here's the thing. They kind of want the brand name to match the chemical name a little bit, so people remember to put the two together. A company doesn't make money when you buy generic, but they make money when you buy brand name. So if you later get this and there's a bunch of X's in it, you'll remember to get the X brand name if you want the brand name, I guess. I don't know. And they need to remind you that the medication is for the flu. So if you see the medication and it says Xofluza, you're like, oh, it's for the flu. So what's different about this is rather than Tamiflu, which is one pill twice a day for 5 days, this is just a single dose. One pop, that's it, one pill. You have to take within the first 48 hours of getting the flu. And it's supposed to shorten the flu by about a day. Now, some people are like, a day, and I'll tell you why that is significant. I was on News 13 in Las Vegas talking about this. They did a great, my society did a great piece on that. I have it on my website. But even if we limit the flu and bring the flu down by a day or two, that could actually be life or death. The only problem with this medication is it's $150 a pop for that one pill, and you really can't give it to kids. Now, we had a lot of pediatric flu-related deaths. It's only indicated in those 12 years or older. But with young kids, we have the Tamiflu still. So you can still give Tamiflu. So current antiviral medications on the that are approved by the FDA are Relenza and Tamiflu. Now, they work a little differently. They are neuraminidase inhibitors. Now, what the heck are those? Well, when a virus gets into your body, it just can't float around the blood. The virus has got to get into a host cell. It's going to need the DNA of the host cell, and it's going to need to replicate. And then once it replicates and makes new viruses, it has to leave the host cell and go find a new one. Well, there's an enzyme called neuraminidase, and that cleaves the little bond between the virus and the host cell so it could leave. These neuraminidase inhibitors stop that little viral particle from leaving so it can't go and infect a new cell. That's how Tamiflu works, etc. But as you could see, and you could take Tamiflu up to 72 hours, but you could see it's more of a later stage sort of medication. This Xofluza acts differently. It prevents the virus from actually replicating in the host cell to begin with. So if the virus doesn't replicate in the host cell, we don't even have to worry about how to stop it from leaving. And this is on my website if you guys want to look. It's a real nice picture there showing that. So it works sooner, which is why Xofluza you could take within 48 hours as opposed to Tamiflu. Now, some people will say, well, wait a second, Dr. Dahlia, I don't get this. Why? You can only take it when you're sick? Why can't you take it to prevent you getting sick? Well, first, it's $150 a pop, and what, you're going to take it every day of the flu season? The flu season's over 6 months long. Flu season goes from October to May. Number two is the medication only works by stopping the virus from replicating, which means virus has to be there for it to work. But here's where it gets tricky. You don't know when to take the medication until you start feeling sick. So you have to have active virus in you. And then you get the symptoms and go, holy cow, I need to take this medication. And then you take the medication. Which is why when you do take these antiviral medications, they only shorten the course of the disease. They don't just stop it right there in its tracks because they're already playing catch up. Now, some people are talking about, well, maybe if you're exposed to the flu, you take this medication right away. Well, somebody has to delineate, well, how many pills, it's a single dose. How long will a single dose last or protect you? So we're not there yet. The FDA hasn't approved that yet. Now, who gets credit for coming up with this medication is Japan. NBC News reported the following. There was a 2016-2017 study in 1,400 people in the U.S. and Japan, and it showed that the one-dose pill cut the time people were sick to 2.5 days, down from 3.3 days. It cut how long people had a fever from an average of 42 hours down to just one day. It also reduced what's called viral shedding from 4 days to just one day. So why is that significant? Well, if let's say I have the flu, and my kids aren't sick, you know, and they didn't get vaccinated yet, or they got vaccinated and I have a strain of the flu that they can't, that won't be covered by the flu shot, who knows? If I am not shedding the virus and being contagious for 4 days, but only one, I just minimize their risk. And remember, when somebody gets, you know, these complications from the flu, and when they die from the flu, it's because they get a secondary infection like a pneumonia or the stress from the flu could induce a heart attack or stroke, etc. So the less days you're sick, the less of a possibility, you know, or a potential for you to have that secondary problem. So for some of the haters out there going, well, this is stupid. It's a one pill and it's $150 and it only, you know, gives you one day. Who cares about a day? As a doctor, I have to say, I get you, but a day could still mean life or death. 80,000 people died from flu-related deaths last year. 80,000. You cut a day off the flu, it could have cut those numbers of death in half, maybe more. So, see if your local pharmacy has it. Obviously, you have to wait till you get sick. Signs of the flu are fever, body aches, cough, sneezing, sore throat, shortness of breath, fatigue, headache, nausea, vomiting. But, you know, if you really want to prevent getting the flu, get the flu vaccine. It's never too late to get the flu vaccine. We were even recommending it in the spring for some people that thought they were going to get the flu a second time. All right, you know, it takes a couple weeks to kick in, and we are starting flu season. Also, make sure you wash your hands, stay away from sick people, etc. And, somebody comes to work sick, tell them to go home. You know, these antimicrobial wipes, I don't think they're a bad idea. You know, if you have a phone at your office that everybody uses, you know, a desktop phone, I don't even know what to call them anymore because we use smartphones all the time. It wouldn't hurt to clean it off after people use it. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. PrivateInternetAccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, Daniel, one of our listeners on Facebook, asked me what is the difference between love and lust. Apparently, he's into somebody and doesn't want to confuse lust with love. I'm not going to go into his sappy details. It's kind of sappy, but I can at least take the ball and run with it. That's a tough one. I think a lot of us have thought we were in love with somebody, and it was just lust. And it's very confusing. And a lot of relationships, the lust may last a good 6 months to a year, maybe even 2 years. And then when the lust starts to kind of drop off, if you love that person, it's going to stick. If you don't, it drops. And it drops hard. So, how I tell the difference is, now this is for me. This isn't from, I'll read what some of the experts say, but this is me, and I'm not an expert in love, but, you know, I am a doctor, and, you know, I have had a lot of psychology training. So, what I used to do, I can't say what I do in present. Yeah. So this is what I do now, right? If I meet a firefighter, if I meet a firefighter or a cop or a first responder, all right, I will just in my head say lust. All right. I just know myself. Okay. I just think they're sexy. Construction worker. That too. Accountant. Yeah. Why not? Mortician. Fine. Whatever. So I know it's not love because for me, even though I believe in love at first sight, I believe if there is a spark or a connection, I believe that could exist. I think it is rarer, like winning the lottery. And I think a lot of love grows. You know, I think you do learn to love. And I think things have to mesh because you have to open your heart in order to love somebody. And so if you guys are just having superficial interactions or if you're only having sex and you're afraid to open your heart, you don't get that connection there. If you don't have that connection, then it doesn't work. Can you learn to love anybody? No. You know, you always think, well, if I'm going to be stuck on a deserted island with somebody I hate, will I end up loving them? Well, if you hate them, there is a connection. Hate is a very powerful emotion. But if it's somebody that you really don't want to be with, you know, like, okay, let me see. Who's in it? Michael Moore. If I was stuck on an island with Michael Moore, is he the one that keeps making those movies that, yeah, no, I don't. I'd rather find a shark to eat me. So, yes, I think you could learn to love, but I don't think I don't think if you're desperate, that's going to happen. So, now, what I used to do is if I couldn't tell, and this probably is not the most scientific thing, you know, to say, but, or even PC thing to say, but what I would do is imagine the person not good looking. Or, you know, let's say he got sick. And he got, you know, boils and vesicles all over him. Let's say he, you know, became maimed or quadriplegic. Would I still love him? And, you know, with my husband, the answer was, oh, absolutely, yeah. Yeah. And, I mean, you have to, but you can't just say that. I mean, you have to really imagine. If I had to stay home from work or come home from work, and just take care of them and their bed sores and change, you know, would I do that? Absolutely, in a heartbeat. That's how I knew I loved my husband. If I thought about that with other guys I dated, I was like, oh no. So that was one way for me to tell. If they didn't have a job, if they weren't making money, if they didn't have, you know, because you could fall in love with the idea. And that's a big mistake young people do. Everybody gets engaged in your friend group. Everyone's talking about their wedding. And you're like, all right, now it's our turn. And you're like, yeah, I'm really in love with you. And you could talk yourself into that. Absolutely. You want to be married so bad that you'll talk yourself into that. I know the guys out there going, what is she talking about? Well, some of us women do this, okay? Or you might be getting pressure from your family. Your mom may say, look, you know, you need to give us a baby. You know, I have cancer and I want to see a grandchild. So you hurry things up. It's very easy to talk yourself into love. But before you do that, you need to take a step back. Now, Zusk.com, they have a nice article on how to tell the difference between lust and love. So, they say how perfect you think your partner is could be a test. If you think your partner is perfect, you think nothing is wrong with them, everything about them is shiny, bright, and new, they could do nothing wrong in your eyes, that's lust. You're in love when you know your partner isn't perfect. And you choose to love them and be with them anyway. And in fact, your partner's imperfections, you actually cherish the most. So, you know, you're dating somebody and you really don't like that he's not a good tipper. But you think that's cute. And you like fighting with him about that. And you like sneaking tips and having that little, you know, that's pretty, you know. That could be a sign. Right. Although for me, that could be a deal breaker because I waited tables. You do not tip poorly. All right. That's not what you do. So if he continued to tip poorly, then I would probably dump him. Now, another way to tell if you're in lust or love is the appearance. Well, the care you put into, your appearance. What's interesting is they say you're in lust if you dress up each and every time to see your sweetie. Because a physical attraction thing is the biggest part of your relationship. They say you're obsessed with looking your best for them because you still feel like you need to impress them and entice them. No. When you're in love, you don't have to. You could be in sweatpants. You could be in makeup. You don't care how you look in front of your partner because you know that they like and care for the real you. And when you have that... Now, the only problem is you can only do that when you know they like you back. If they don't like you back, that can be really risky. Then how often do you do things other than have sex? When you're in lust, most of your relationship is about the bedroom. And you're not really connecting on other levels. And you don't go there, you know, with certain talks. If you're in love, yeah, you may have sex, but they said that's not all you do. And you want to connect on other things. You want to go horseback riding. You want to go to the grocery store with them. You know, I couldn't wait to grow. I hate shopping, but I just want to be with him. And so that worked. How deep do your conversations go? When you're in lust, it's about the fantasy. And so maybe you'll chat, maybe you'll sext, and you're kind of holding off with the real feelings and stuff. When you're in love, no. You could talk about anything. You could talk about you could talk about a paper cut. And both of you can make it interesting. And then, how much do you challenge each other, they say? They say if you're in lust, you're so infatuated with the person that when stuff really bugs you, you're like, all right, no big deal, ain't nothing but a chicken wing, no problem, like the red flags. You ignore stuff because you don't want to rock the boat and you don't want to lose the person. When you're in love, you want to build that relationship. And you want to make sure the relationship works. So you're like, you know, look, you know, when you tip like that, I love you. But, you know, it's just something that I do get bothered by. And I just want to let you know because I love you and I want to be honest. So I know that's sappy. You're supposed to tip like 15 to 20%. What could you do? Come on, people. 1-877-DOC-SELLY.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.